If interested, call 314-251-8893. That's 314-251-8893. Or visit goutandheartstudy.com.
Mike Rowe here at a Ford dealer with a little Q&A for Fiona. According to the signs, Ford is having some sort of big tire event. How would you describe the event?
It's big.
The savings one might enjoy at the event.
They're big.
What about the selection?
Big.
Get a $60 mail-in rebate on Ford Select tires. Use the Ford Service credit card for an extra $60.
So I think we can agree then that Ford's tire event is good-sized.
No, Michael. It's big.
Subject to credit approval, rebate by check. Offer cannot be combined. See participating Ford dealer for rebate and other offer details through 11/30/12.
Let YP develop a plan to help grow your business with mobile, online, print, and direct marketing options. Call 1-800-438-7325 to reach more consumers in more ways with YP.
Target Talk St. Louis, every Sunday from 6 to 7:30 p.m., is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Join host Stephen King as he discusses the world of firearms, from competitions to firearm safety.
Well, it is time to check in with a lady who wants so desperately to have a torrid, steamy affair with me that she can't stand it, but she'll never admit it, and she'd never vocalize it, but I know. I can see it in her eyes. You've seen it when she was
in here. Oh, sure.
It's obvious, so obvious. Her name is Dawn Meadows-Dixon, and she's happily married and wants to keep it that way. That's why she limits the amount of time and exposure that she has to me, and I understand that. She's also brought to you by Westport Car Wash. Three terrific car washes. One, we're so lucky to have right behind us on Page, just east of Lindbergh. One on Lemay Ferry Road, just north of Lindbergh. And a Westport Car Wash on Brentwood, just south of Manchester. And now, with a movie review to either keep us away from a movie or drive us to it, here is Dawn Meadows-Dixon.
Hey.
Hi, Dawn.
Hey.
I thought I was being discreet.
No, you can't hide it. You can't hide. How are you?
I do think highly of you, Frank. You know that.
Yeah.
I am fine. I'm great. And I've got a very odd film to talk about today.
Okay.
You didn't like Looper, and we're going to walk out. This is not one I would recommend to you. It's called Cloud Atlas. Have you heard about this?
Is that the Tom Hanks?
Tom Hanks.
Yeah. Hmm.
I actually walked out of this film, and I said, what the heck did I just see?
Now, you didn't walk out in the middle of it. You mean
not in the middle of it, okay. At the end.
Okay.
And it's 2 hours and 52 minutes.
Whoa.
Wow.
So I was told, I knew I was in trouble when the ad agency said, give it the first hour. And once you get into the first hour, and I thought, wait a minute. If I am not into a film in the first 10 minutes, you know, my mind is on to something else. But he was right. You've got to give it that first hour. But I have talked to so many of my friends that review movies because I said, I got to bounce this off other people. I got to see what they thought. Nobody can tell me what this movie's about.
Wow.
Nobody can really talk about the plot.
And the name doesn't help you because Cloud Atlas, that doesn't
Well, it's anything. Based on a novel, and I don't know if any of our listeners have read the novel. The novel written by David Mitchell, who also co-wrote the screenplay. And the message in the story, just in a nutshell, is an exploration of how all of our actions and our decisions in our life can affect someone else, past and present. So it's kind of a story of reincarnation. You've got the guy played by Tom Hanks that is a killer in one life and becomes a hero in the next life. So I get that. I mean, how we all affect, and then our decisions and our country's decisions. But it's six different stories, and they are from six different time periods, from the 1800s to the future. And so it stars Tom Hanks as one character. He actually plays six characters.
Yeah, I already don't like it.
I knew you were going to say that.
No, I'm serious.
The way they describe it is a sci-fi / fantasy / drama / love story. There's a bit of a love story there. That's pushing it. So it's supposed to be like six genres, six different stories. What's great about this movie is the actors. Tom Hanks does play six people, and you would be hard-pressed to pick him out. You have to really look. The makeup, his performance, the way he carries himself. Halle Berry, I think you can recognize her in almost every... And she is looking beautiful. And I talked to a friend this morning who interviewed her for this film. He said the woman is gorgeous. Her skin is
flawless.
Just as it was 10, 15 years ago. She is just an endless beauty. And then you've got Hugh Grant, who played six roles as well.
There was one movie years ago, and you're going to know what, and you're going to be able to come up. I think it was a one-word name, and where they had different stories, but they all were related. And at the end, you saw how they all. You know what I'm talking about?
Is it Crash.
Now, yes. Crash.
Now, wait a minute. Crash is one of my favorite all-time films.
And mine too. And my point is, there was a case where they took unrelated stories, and you're
and
watching going, what does this have to do with this, have to do with it? And they all came together,
and
it was brilliant.
This one, of course, they were taking a very complicated novel and bringing it to the screen, and many people said it couldn't be done. And when I say they, I'm speaking of the Wachowski. Well, they used to be brothers. Now they're a brother and sister. Do you know the story behind
it? No, somebody had an operation.
Well, yes. So you have Andy Wachowski, and then you had Lawrence. And they were the guys behind Matrix, all the Matrix, Matrix Reload, and now they're back, but they're back as Lana and Andy.
Uh-oh.
Okay. So my friend goes to interview Halle Berry, and he thinks he's also going to interview the Wachowskis. They're not called the brothers anymore, just the Wachowskis. But because of all, you know, the talk, they didn't do any television. But he ran into Lana, literally, and said he knew right away that it was Lana. Apparently, Lana Lawrence has had a sex change. But the brothers, they're very talented. They took this novel and decided to make it into a movie. Everyone said they couldn't do it. I personally think you have to work too hard at making the connection between the six different time periods. Where Crash, it came together so beautifully at the end. To me, this one, it doesn't work on that level. But what it does is it's a showcase for the actors. And Hollywood loves Tom Hanks. I mean, I want to come back if I'm reincarnated as Tom Hanks.
And by the way,
anyone who doesn't love this guy.
But he's had some stinkers. He has.
But people love him. They are looking. I've heard word already. They're looking. They want to nominate this guy for Best Actor because of what he's done in this film. And I have to say, every one of his characters is very different, thanks to the makeup, thanks to his performance. But you're right. He doesn't always have a winner. But there's something about his personality. Either he plays the game, he knows how to work Hollywood, shake the right hands. This guy is so loved in Hollywood that I would bet my life he's going to get nominated for this.
Well, one thing you just said that's key, he's not, to me, the greatest actor that ever lived. But I think what you said, he knows exactly who to be friends with, who to schmooze, who to stay away from. He knows the system. He knows how Hollywood
works. And I think you have to have talent, and I believe he has talent. Is he the most talented? Some artists are very difficult to work with. This guy is so likable. I think there's people waiting in line saying, pick me, I'll work with you, Tom. So I've interviewed him before. He's very likable. In fact, you tell him where you're from, and you say you're from St. Louis, or you're from Cleveland, and he's got some story about how wonderful he knows how to charm. So I think therein lies his success. But he's also, I think he's very talented. Loved him in Forrest Gump. And I felt like he was kind of going back to those roots in this film because he was able to dig deep in some of these characters. One had a weird lisp and a speech pattern, and then one had tons of makeup. You didn't even recognize them, and accents. And he truly does develop each one of them fairly well.
Now,
so,
the other guy everybody seems to love to work with, and the difference between the guy I'm about to mention and Tom Hanks is Tom Hanks is actively still in the acting business. He's an actor. But Ron Howard seems to be another guy that everybody, oh my goodness, I've chance to work with Ron Howard. But what's funny is Howard, who was acting as a little kid as Opie, he doesn't act anymore. He really doesn't act. Not enough to mount anything. He strictly directs. But he's another one of those directors that everybody loves.
And good movies too,
And they respect him. And I think he knew where his talent lied. And it was behind the camera. Ben Affleck, I think the fact he's moving behind, he's great on camera, moving behind the camera, I think he's proving he's a genius.
Oh, he's four times as big as he ever was before he got behind the camera.
Yes, and I think we're going to see him also. There's people that wait in line to work with Woody Allen. I don't know that he's a great, easy person to get along with, but there are certain people in Hollywood that it's probably like anywhere. You've got your cliques, you've got the people who like they want to be in the group and they get in. Those the ones that are in, the ones that are out.
And here's the other thing. On a resume, we're not in that circle, but I'll guarantee you that on a resume, if a producer is looking at a resume and it shows where you worked with Woody Allen, you worked with Ron Howard, they're going to be able to tell from that resume there are some people on this list that don't hire just anybody. And if they had you and hired you, then this says something about you.
And I think, yes, and especially with Woody Allen, who actors say, he'll say, well, how would you play this scene? Let's just play it out, and doesn't stick to the script. They know they're getting somebody who can work off script, who can think on their feet. So there's a certain actor that's going to work with a Woody Allen, and you're right. It's very competitive. I mean, can you imagine a more cutthroat business our business?
No, because
broadcasting but Hollywood. You can't imagine. And he has made a career. Now the other thing I thought, look at, he's playing opposite Halle Berry. There's, you know, he's already a winner because he's opposite her and they have a little bit of a romantic love scene. But it's a very well done film, but I think it's a little bit too highbrow for its own good.
Right.
When you're sitting in a movie and you feel like, I don't want to take notes, and I'm a critic, I'm not going to sit there and take notes during a film. I want to be engulfed in it. I want to be part of that movie. I want to feel like I've been taken to a different place. And I did it many times during this film. But sometimes I was saying, what the heck? What is going on? And I wanted to turn to the person next to me. And did you get that? But there were some wonderful little nuggets. It's very well shot. Beautiful music. So it's going to get some nominations. But it's not one of those lighthearted films that you go just to have a two-hour escape.
Now, have you ever,
to work at this one.
Have you ever turned to the person next to you and instead of saying, what the heck, have you ever said, what the hell?
I could say,
no,
probably not.
And I have said that.
Say it right now.
You've said hell?
What the hell?
Just go ahead, just say it. Say what the
Come
hell.
On.
What the hell?
Yeah!
All right!
Now, that's a big turn. You just took a big turn.
Wow.
Now, let's just go on while we're on a roll. Say the F word.
Yeah.
Go ahead. No, just kidding.
What the F?
Just kidding.
We should take one step at a time
okay,
here.
No, you're right.
Baby steps.
You're right.
You know,
just kidding.
That basically has changed my life to be able to say.
I know. That's a big. We applaud you. That was very, very brave. Now, let's get this over with because I think it's going to be kind of painful.
Well, no, it's not actually going to be. That's why. Is that if you know what you're getting into, there are some beautiful moments in the film, but it's not going to be an easy film to watch.
Right.
It will challenge you, and if you like to be challenged, go see this movie.
I don't.
So,
Cloud Atlas. I don't want to be challenged. How many ARDs?
Three. I'm going to say give it a chance.
Wow.
Oh, man. Wow. Yeah, I guess you do need to watch that first hour. Here they come, right here.
All right, Dan. All right, Dan. All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan, everybody.
All right, Dan. We'll talk to you later.
Okay.
All right, goodbye. That cursing Dawn Metters.
Yeah.
I can't stand it when she cusses all the time. She's always cussing. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Can't get through a report without hell or some curse word. There she goes. Brought to you by Westport Car Wash on Page just east of Lindbergh. Can't miss it. You go down Page toward the city, and there it is on the left. Take you 3 minutes to go through there and have a real nice, clean car. There's also a Westport Car Wash on Lee May Ferry Road just north of Lindbergh and on Brentwood just south of Manchester. Westport Car Wash. You want to call us? We got a couple of minutes. We'd love to talk to you. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free 888-550-KTRS. I have no idea what's happened the last couple of weeks, but the phone calls have been great. And a lot of you who've never called before are calling. And this is a great thing because I told you a couple of days ago or a few days ago, one of the things I don't want to wait till the first of the year. I want to change it now. And that's more phone calls. We get carried away and we start talking about stuff and we don't take as many calls as we should. So that's changing and you're helping it change. And we appreciate that. So dial us up. We'd love to talk to you. I read an article this morning as Dan takes your names and puts them on the screen. Remember the big Chick-fil-A, mess where the, president, I guess it was, of Chick-fil-A said that, and it was just his own personal belief, that marriage should be between a man and a woman. He didn't say we don't serve a gay people. He didn't say we don't hire gay people. And I'm sure that they were worried at the time it happened. It got a lot of press, and I thought, oh my goodness, I bet they thought, is this going to hurt our business? They just now did an article publishing the sales figures from the time that happened till now. sales up, 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 up. And you know what?
Well, look,
I'm glad because a business should not be punished because a guy stated his personal beliefs. He doesn't use those beliefs to discriminate at who he serves or who he hires. And this is an example of a guy where I think somebody made a big deal out of something, they didn't get the results they thought they were going to get.
Well, you look back when it happened, it was like they were in the news every day for like 2 weeks straight. It was you couldn't buy that.
It's great. So that, and then one other quick thing, we'll take your calls. I went Chick-fil-A today on the way here. And the one in Chesterfield Valley, when you, as you drive through and you roll down the window and place your order, when you turn and look straight ahead again, right in front of you is a Culver's. And it can't be plainer. There's the sign. I have never had a Culver's hamburger.
Are you serious?
No, and everybody says they're good.
Oh,
but here's when I think of it. When I just placed my Chick-fil-A order, I look up to drive forward, and then I go, I forgot it again.
You should get a little box of nuggets and then go over there and get a butter burger.
You know what I should do? Just eat both. I'll just get my order,
absolutely.
And then when I realize there's a Culver's, I'll go over there and have a hamburger after I eat six
they
boxes
are pretty
of
good.
Nuggets.
Yeah, they are very good.
So I that's what I've heard. I will have to do something about that. Matt, how are you?
Okay, amen to you.
Thank you, Matt.
Hallelujah. Yeah, the end of your show here,
we'll catch you next time.
Yeah. That's not from the end of Airplane, is it, from the 1970s?
We don't know. I mean, you're asking us, and we don't know. It's the only piece of the puzzle we haven't solved. We don't know the answer to that.
I think it might be at the end where the guy with the white hair says, "We'll catch you next time."
George Kennedy?
At the very end of Airplane, the movie.
There's about four guys with white hair in that movie. Are you talking about Leslie Nielsen or George Kennedy?
The one that kept sniffing glue and...
Oh, that's
that
Lloyd Bridges. Lloyd Bridges. There was also...
We'll catch you next time.
That doesn't sound like Lloyd Bridges.
There's also Peter Graves. I mean, but that doesn't sound like any of those guys.
That almost sounds like Phil Hartman a little bit.
It does. Can you play one more time?
Yeah.
Here, one more time. But it doesn't sound like
We'll catch you next time. We'll catch you next time.
Wow.
I don't think it's Phil Hartman
either. We're puzzled.
I'm probably wrong, so I'll keep thinking about it.
You probably are. But if you're not, please let us know.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Matt. Yeah. And here's Mark. Hello, Mark.
Hello, Frank. I'm AM in the PM. Hallelujah. Hey, I've got two questions, or maybe one question and one request, or maybe two requests. I'm not really sure how to take these. But number one, haven't been in the area for a little while, been traveling a lot. Haven't heard Pumpkinhead Harvey yet.
We talked about it yesterday, and we said we will play Pumpkinhead Harvey at least once before Halloween.
Okay.
Don't know when. And just that's how we make you keep listening.
Well, we have till Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
Is that when Halloween is?
We'll probably
a week.
Play it next Monday and Tuesday, maybe.
Okay. And then the other thing, and I haven't heard you mention it in a long time, do you guys still tell the sausage joke?
No. Haven't told the sausage joke for probably 7 or 8 years.
Not on the air.
Not on the air.
On one of our trips. Yeah.
If you travel with us, I always have a private telling of the sausage joke to a select group of people who want to hear it, and that's one of the ways we get people to travel with us. I know, it's an expensive way to hear a joke, but no, we don't do the sausage joke. And part of the reason we don't do it on the air, it's become such a great running joke that we don't do it, that if we do it, it kind of blows the whole joke. So sausage joke has been heard for probably 8 years.
Well, it's not like I would need another reason to travel with you guys, but there's another good one right there.
There's a good one. You can still get in, by the way. We've got a couple of rooms that are still available for Jamaica, January 19th, Saturday to Saturday, Montego Bay. Are you married?
No, I'm not.
Well, you don't have to get anybody's approval then, do you? To go on the trip.
Yeah.
You have a girlfriend?
That I do.
Ooh, I can't think of a better belated Christmas present than say, nothing for you under the tree, but in a couple of weeks, about a month actually, we're going to Jamaica. Think it over.
Ooh,
think
nice.
About it. Just think about it.
Yep,
it's a great group of people. Let me tell you something. You won't travel with a better bunch of people.
I believe that completely.
Make a lot of friends. All the information on the trip is on our Facebook page, facebook.com/AM and the PM. Give it some thought. We'd love to have you with us.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right, Mark. Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Man, I don't know what happened here, but all of a sudden it's like we got like 100,000 new listeners. Okay, like 20 new listeners.
Yeah.
Mike, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good. Good.
Hey, I got a movie for you.
Okay.
When a Stranger Calls.
Yes.
Oh, that's a great one.
Yes.
For what, you know, there was no blood, no guts, but that movie, I mean, I think I was probably 10 or 12 or something when it came out, so I was starting to stay by myself. That was a movie that got me.
That'll make you deadbolt the door. It really yeah. will. And the other one, like it.
Is that the one where it's the call is coming from
yes.
inside the house?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Now, here's another one. It's just called either The Stranger or The Strangers.
Hand of a Stranger?
No, Hand of a Stranger.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
It's called, where those people are outside with those masks
yeah.
and stuff. Is it called?
I think it's
The Strangers, plural.
Yeah.
I think. That'll scare you to death.
I've got a question for you. Maybe you can ask one of your regular guests. I like the segment, the music, and yeah, I'm into music, going to bands. Is there any reason that Joe Hipperson talks with a pretend British accent?
Have you ever listened to it?
It drives me crazy. I can get past the part that he's not funny and he tries to be funny because I like the segment. But I can't get past, I have to turn it off because I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't. This British accent drives me crazy.
No, he's tried to explain.
His family is, I believe he's the first one that was born here of his generation.
Huh, that was my next question. Maybe I was completely wrong. Maybe he's actually British and he lives here.
No, he grew up in a household where they had the British accent. They had come from there. But you're right. He doesn't have it for like 5 solid minutes, and then all of a sudden, here comes some British thing. It's pretty strange, but no, there is a good reason for it. It is in his family.
Okay, that's awesome. All right, thanks, guys. Have a good afternoon.
Thank you, Mike. Boy, he's so frustrated. He wanted another reason to hate Joe Hipperson, and now he doesn't have it. One more call, and we'll take a break here. This is Ed. Hello, Ed.
I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you, Ed.
Hallelujah. And as long as you're talking about the clothes with all those little clips from it,
mm-hmm.
I'd like to know what is the movie that was Richard Dreyfuss?
Mr. Holland's Opus, but Dreyfuss is not in our closing segment.
He isn't?
No. I thought he was. There's a line in there that I could have sworn was Richard Dreyfuss, and Peon says no, and it sounds just like him to me. Well, gentlemen, it's the one where it says, what does he say? Well, gentlemen?
No point hanging around this dump any longer.
I thought that was Dreyfuss.
That's a booger from Revenge of the Nerds.
It sounds just like Richard Dreyfuss.
Is it really? I thought it was Richard Dreyfuss from American Graffiti.
Nope. You were wrong.
You were wrong, and I was wrong. Good work.
Thank you, Ed. Yeah. No, it sounds exact. Can you play that? It sounds just like Richard Dreyfuss. And then you had to tell me, gentlemen, no need to hang around this dump any longer. And if you listen and you picture Richard Dreyfuss, you'll agree it sounds just like him. Hang on. We'll get it.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Just like Richard Dreyfuss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you know that character, though, he does sound like him.
Booger. What's the character?
Booger from Revenge of the Nerds.
Yeah.
I don't even know. Who plays Booger? Who is...
Oh, boy. I can't remember the actor's name.
He's one of the only ones that has that long, frizzy black hair.
Character actor.
Yeah.
William Dreyfuss.
Yeah.
Probably his brother. We had a little business here. A little Matheny business. Well, I have two. Count them. Remember the Certs commercial? Two mints in one. Certs. It's a breath mint. No, it's a candy mint. Stop! You're both right. Dan, you remember those?
Yes.
Stop. You're both right. It's two mints in one.
And they had the little mints, and they'd smack them together.
And what happened? I never see certs. Still a great mint. Yeah. They don't advertise anymore. Too many people have stopped advertising. You're killing our business when you do that. Here are a couple of great emails that I got in the last couple of days about Matheny. Here's the first one from Joan. And she says, Frank, I just want to mention how satisfied I was with Matheny's service. I called yesterday, and they were able to schedule me in that afternoon. I was late getting home, and David, the serviceman, had waited for me. He did the cleaning, checking, which it really needed because I had skipped the last year's checkup. My thermostat was beyond repair, so that was replaced. And don't you know that I'm thankful this was done while the temperature was in the 70s. To sum it up, from the first call to a real live person until David cleaned up and left, I could not have been more pleased. Joan, thank you for the email. Here's another one. Dear Frank, this is a follow-up to an earlier email in which I told you that Matheny was going to install a new boiler furnace for us. Now, let me stop right there. You don't meet too many people having a boiler furnace.
No.
When I say Matheny works on everything, here's proof. They work on everything. All right, back to the email. Our experience with them was fantastic. The installers were unbelievable. They knew so much about the steam boiler system that it was amazing. John knew so much that he corrected things that were installed wrong back in the 60s.
Wow.
He also fixed the thermostat that was installed incorrectly by another company just recently. Jason, the salesman, is working on having a new radiator made for a room addition that will connect to our new system. Thank you for speaking for Matheny. We will not change companies for any of our heating or cooling issues. These guys work their butts off. Have a great day. See you at 3 o'clock. Tracy and Bob. Tracy and Bob, thank you for, well, for using the people that make this show possible. We're never going to send you to anybody bad. We're going to only send you to first-rate, first-class businesses. That's who we have. That's who we have representing this show, and that's who we represent. And Matheny is one of those companies. 70 years this year. 70. Long time. A lot of competitors. That's one of those businesses where I don't know the number of heating and cooling service companies, but there have to be 500 or 600 of them. Some are horrible. Some are okay. Some are very good. Let's put Matheny in the very good category. Matheny Heating and Cooling. You want to know more? Oh, please don't forget, if you're AM and the PM, there's a reward for that. Your first service call, you get 15% off. You also get a discount on your planned service agreement. So please tell them you're AM and the PM. You can find out a lot more at MatheneyHeatingAndCooling.com.
And it's traffic time now. Here's Frank Ladd. Frank?
Hey, Dan. We're working with an accident this afternoon eastbound 44 just before Six Flags. The two left lanes are blocked in that stretch there. No major delays around it, though. Well, they've cleared that stall westbound on 64 near Winghaven, but you are still slow back to Highway K. 64 westbound headed out of the city. The normal slow pockets, Kings Highway to Hampton, Lindbergh to Mason, then Long Road out to the Boone Bridge. That storm front is moving through, so those roads are certainly damp. It's certainly in the front neck area this afternoon. 270 southbound on the brakes now in pockets. Page down to Highway 44. 270 eastbound heavy now between McDonald and Lindbergh. Eastbound on Highway 70. You're on the brakes now between Grand and St. Louis Avenue. This update brought to you by NBC. Tonight, Brian Williams spends 2 days on the campaign trail with President Obama. Wherever the president goes, no one else gets this kind of access. The Emmy-winning Rock Center with Brian Williams at 10, 9 Central, tonight on NBC. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
Coming up on the next Steve Cochran Show.
Friday morning on a morning quickie. I hope you can be here because I just have a feeling that this show is going to be special. I know what you're saying. Steve, why? Why will this show on Friday be special? Well, if I told you, you wouldn't be surprised. Some may be saying, you don't have a plan yet, do you, Steve? Well, in fact, I don't. But I know the show is going to be special, and I know you should be listening. I know you're going to feel bad if you don't. So join us at 10.
The Cochran Show. Weekday mornings at 10. The Big 550. And KTRS.com.
3 days only at Joseph A. Bank. Everything in the store is 70% off the regular price. Plus, get a free Android smartphone with any purchase. Activation of a 2-year service plan required. That's 70% off all Joseph A. Bank suits and sport coats. 70% off all pants, sweaters, shirts, ties, and outerwear. 70% off everything. Plus, a free Android smartphone with any purchase at Joseph A. Bank. Smart style, smarter value, and a smartphone for free. 70% off and a smartphone for free while they last. Thursday through Saturday at Joseph A. Bank. Watches, shoes, gift cards, rentals, and works collection not included. Must select phone and carrier by Saturday, November 3rd, 2012. Other terms and conditions apply. New 2-year activation required. See store for details.
Joseph A. Bank with 5 locations. In St. Louis on North Lindbergh. In Chesterfield, Lake St. Louis. In Fairview Heights at the Shops at St. Clair and in De Pere.
Hi, this is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It. Hey, if your garage door or garage door opener needs service, Overhead Door Company are the people you want to call. 314-781-5200. They have standard service hours, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturday 8 to 6. They have same-day service if you call before 2 o'clock. They service all brands of garage doors and garage door openers, not just their own. Visit their newly improved website at OHDSTL.com and go by their new showroom. They're on Lackland Road, just west of Westport Plaza Drive in Maryland Heights. They have emergency service 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Their trucks are like rolling warehouses, so they get most all the parts they need to fix your garage door or garage door opener the first time, so there's no extra cost. Their average tenure of the residential technician exceeds 5 years, giving them the most experience to diagnose and repair any door in any situation. They have the preventive maintenance program available to extend the life of your garage door and garage door opener. Overhead Door Company of St. Louis, give them a call, 314-781-5200, or look them up on the web, OHDSDL.com. That's Overhead Door of St. Louis.
When R&R Sanitation says they'll drop off a porta potty anywhere in the region, they're not kidding. They once dropped off a porta potty on the corner of a parade route. That's what you get with R&R Sanitation. Service, reliability, dependability, they're clean, and they're bigger, which makes them cleaner longer, which means you don't spend as much money servicing them. R&R Sanitation, St. Louis owned, St. Louis operated. They're the best. Having some work done on the house? Are you in charge of a charitable event? Maybe a construction firm? The point is, R&R Sanitation porta potties, 314-776-4000. They're bigger, they're better, and they're made better, which means they're better porta potties. And I know you're laughing. Really? Is he selling porta potties? Yes, I am, because there's nothing worse than having a bad porta potty. That's why you need R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-509-7187 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-509-7187 to take your call now. Call 800-509-7187. That's 800-509-7187. Again, 800-509-7187.
We are here on location at one of Lorraine Tunnel Express car washes to see if it is true that you can eliminate the mud, the bugs, the tree sap, and decorative contributions by various birds from your car for as little as $5. Less expensive than those other guys.
Here we go. Here comes the spray. As that Rain Tunnel Express automated technology uses the car cleaning method specified in your owner's manual.
Oh, man, here comes the shampoo now.
Rain Tunnel Express uses the most advanced shampoos and polishing agents to give your car the safest, most effective system to protect your car.
No wonder Rain Tunnel Express was voted the best car wash in 2011 in the Riverfront Times.
And with locations in Sappington, Sunset Hills, and South County in Missouri, and in Granite City, Edwardsville, and Pontoon Beach in Illinois, there's one closest to you.
Oh, we're drying now.
You should go to RainTunnelExpress.com for locations and money-saving coupons.
You know, I must say that going through Rain Tunnel Express made everything beautifully clean.
But next time, let's do this inside of the car.
Or at least bring an umbrella.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
We got a lot of time to chat. I love it when that happens. We got a great big hole here with a lot of time in it before Bill Clubman steps up to the plate. 314-969-KTRS. For those of you who don't like to do the letter thing, that would be 969-5877 or toll free 888-550-5877. This is Paul, everybody. Hello, Paul.
Hello, I'm Amon the PM.
Thank you very much. Hallelujah.
I believe I have an answer to your end of show wording that you're looking for?
Now, we have another guy on hold named Matt who Dan says, this Matt swears he knows what this is. For those who don't know what we're talking about, before you do this, Paul, let Peon play it. We have a closing montage, and it's a bunch of people doing sort of goodbye things. We know what all of them are, but there's one that's got us stumped. Play it, Peon.
We'll catch you next time.
We cannot figure out what that's from. What do you think it's from?
I believe it's Phil Hartman, and he played a character on The Simpsons called Troy McClure. And he was in all the schools had these info-type videos that they would show to the kids at the school.
I remember the character.
And I believe it's him at the end of one of the don't do drugs type of things that they showed in the school.
Okay, I told Peon that the voice sounds like Phil Hartman doing a character. I hear Phil Hartman in there. So I'm gonna say you may have something here. Now all we have to do is do a little research and see if we can pull up and find that episode with him saying...
Yeah, he was only in like 30 or 40.
We'll catch you next time. But I think that's a good guess.
All right, it's been my pleasure.
All right, Paul, thank you. Now I'm going to jump right over to Matt, because Matt seems to think he absolutely knows. How you doing, Matt?
Okay, yeah, I think it's Phil Hartman also, but on the movie called Amazon Women on the Moon. And he's like an announcer is what he is on a TV show.
Amazon Women on the Moon. Boy, that must not have been a big hit.
No.
That sounds horrible.
I remember the
title. 1986.
Amazon Women on the Moon, Phil Hartman. Yes. We'll catch you next time. You know what? At least we're on the same page here with the Phil Hartman thing. Yeah. Maybe we got that part of it solved. We just have to figure out which thing it was that Phil Hartman did. So we'll check into that.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Matt. Okay. Ray, what's going on? Ray hung up. That's what that beep was. Ray,
I think so.
Ray got tired of waiting. I don't blame him. Hello, Brad.
Hey.
Hey.
I got a guess for you.
All right.
I think it's the one of the news guys off like 60 Minutes or something like that closing one of those programs out.
No. You're joking. I mean, you're really joking, right?
No. I'm serious.
No, it's too comedic. We'll catch you next time. No serious newsman would complain.
We'll catch you next time.
Yeah, that it doesn't sound like a credible newscaster to me.
All right, you know more about it than I do.
No, I really don't. That's why we're having so much trouble, but we're all just guessing. I'm trying to find somebody who actually can identify that thing. But I appreciate the call.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you. And Gary, what's going on? Gary?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
You used to have a advertiser that sold metal and done metal fabrication, and their slogan was home of the chocolate chip cookie the size of a plate.
Wow. You know what?
I'm trying to figure out the name of the company.
Now, wait a minute, though. They were a metal fabricator?
Well, they said that if you needed a bracket made for a lawnmower or this or that.
But I didn't personally do the commercials. I don't think. Mm-hmm. I don't think I did.
I've heard it on this station.
No, but I didn't do them personally. What you're saying, though, sounds familiar to me. I remember the chocolate chip cookie the size.
John Shea does commercials for, can't remember the name of the company.
Yeah,
but
it wasn't me. It was John Shea. And he's right. It was a John Shea thing.
I thought you said that.
I do remember, because it's a place where they give you cookies.
I think so, yeah.
They hand out cookies the size of a sewer lid, was what he said.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which, by the way, I never thought was a good idea to talk about sewage and a cookie in the same commercial, but that's just me. Somebody will know what it was.
Okay.
Stay tuned.
I appreciate it. I'll
get your answer. Thank you, Gary.
You're welcome.
Dave, what's up?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Frank.
Yes, sir.
AM and PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, I'm calling on the guy you're trying to figure out who it is.
Yeah, we'll catch you next time.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's the guy from Star Trek.
What guy from Star Trek?
I can't think of his name, though. He's been on the Howard Stern show a lot.
Not William Shatner.
No, he's talking about the Asian guy.
Oh,
yeah,
George
Takei. Yeah.
Here's
the deal, Dave. We got a lot of people guessing. We're trying to find somebody who absolutely knows what this is. Because we're all over the place, all of us. We're all missing it here. What amazes me is it's very unusual that in this amount of time, even a day, you don't have somebody calls and goes, I know exactly what that is. And then we go check it, and boom, there it is. Nobody can do that with this thing.
Well, I'm taking a shot at it.
All right. Well, it's as good as any we got. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank.
And that other company was Sac Steel.
What is it?
Sac Steel.
Sac Steel. Yeah. Cookies the size of a sewer lid. There you go. There's your answer. Hello, Dwayne.
Hey, Frank. I don't have the definitive, but the guy that called before saying he thought it would sound like a newscaster, that sounds real close to what, like these video shows they have where guys are crashing and wrecking, you know, all the time. And we always just call them biff tapes, you know, they'd be like a 30-minute segment of
the world's wildest videos.
That something kind of like that, yeah. And that sounds like a sign-off that was on one of those shows.
Well, that's pretty vague.
Like on FX channel.
Yeah, that really narrows it down.
It does.
Well, again,
glad I could help.
Yeah, well, you sure have. Whew, that's a relief.
AM and the PM.
Don't worry about that anymore. Thank you, Dwayne. We're all over the place here. I'm looking for that one person who, for whatever reason,
who has the clip or can find it or
that person who'd go, I will lay down $1,000. I'm so sure. I guarantee you that's what that is. We don't have that person yet, but we do have Jim. Hello, Jim.
Hey, how you doing, Frank? I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you, Jim.
I like the way you talk.
Hey,
what?
The name of that company?
Sac Steel.
Dr. Cookie.
Sac Steel.
Is Sac Steel on Kingsland and the Rock Road?
I saw them
all their steel.
Okay. Well, thank you for that information.
You got it, buddy.
All right, Jim.
Have a good one.
Jim obviously wasn't able to listen there. He had to take a break and take a leak or something because we had that, but I still appreciate
it. And you said it right before I said it.
Yeah. hello, Matt.
Hello. I am in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I have absolutely no idea who that is.
All right. Well, join the club.
But it's funny how in your mind you think you know what something is, and like that clip that you guys were saying was a booger.
Yeah.
I would have swore that was John Belushi in the Animal House.
Oh, we got people email. Look, Peon put these together, and there are a few of them.
Oh, I know.
But we got people emailing us going, you guys don't know what you're talking about. That's not who it is. Yeah, we do know what we're talking about, and they still want to argue. That's how sure they are it's somebody else. That's what's so funny about all this.
I guess it's just your mind playing tricks with you or something like that.
Yeah, we got every piece solved, but this one, it's driving us nuts. So,
well, I wish I could help because I can trick you $1,000.
Well, if it comes to you in your sleep, call us next week.
All righty.
All right. Thank you, Matt. All right. We got to take a break, and then we're going to get Bill Cleveland in here. And we're going to use that break time to remodel somebody's kitchen or bathroom. Now, this is a pretty good little testimony as to the quality of the appliances that Thompson Price and his people put in our house about 16, 17 years ago. We have a couple of ovens, you know, like one on top of the other.
Yeah, sure.
Common, that have not been used for years. And my daughter and my wife, two nights ago, made pumpkin bread. Now, you're kind of holding your breath going, oh, man, these ovens haven't even turned on for like 10 years.
You remember, take the stickers out and everything?
We took the stickers out.
That's good.
Yeah, we did that.
And they usually wrap the
racks
in
one other time
like,
that she cooked something.
Plastic.
Yeah, we took the stickers out. And you know what? They worked fine after not having been used all those years. They were able to crank out some great pumpkin bread, and that's a testament to the quality of the appliances. Now, here's the other thing that I still remember that Thompson Price said to us. When we did our kitchen, and again, it's 16, 17 years ago, this is a time when Sub-Zero was a big deal. Mm-hmm. You know, oh, they've got a Sub-Zero refrigerator. And I remember mentioning that to Tom Price. I said, what about a Sub-Zero? He said, well, if you want to spend that money, I'll be happy to sell it to you because, look, the stuff that he sells, it's not a charity. They get a markup on it. They makes me, he said, but you're throwing a lot of money away. He said, it's fine.
You're paying mostly for the Sub-Zero logo on the.
He said, here, and he gave me like two or three other refrigerator manufacturers. He said, their product is every bit as good as Sub-Zero, and it costs a whole lot less money. So we ended up going, and by the way, whatever it was we put in has been sitting in there humming away, keeping everything nice and cold now for 16, 17 years. And, you know, for the life of me, I can't even tell you what it is, Frigidaire, West, whatever it is. I don't pay attention once it's done, but it's there, and it works fine. He saved us a lot of money. Now, I'll tell you who else, this is kind of a sidebar. You know who makes a killer refrigerator? LG. The same people that make the phones.
Really?
TV. Oh, my good. We got friends that have an LG refrigerator.
They
have
a washer and dryer also.
Oh, it's unbelievable. It's fantastic. Tom Price and his people,
are really good when it comes to steering you away from some things you think you want, but he can convince you you can save some money, do it another way. What they won't ever do is steer you in the cheap direction. They're not going to put junk in your kitchen or your bathroom or your home entertainment room. They're not in the junk business. They're in the quality business. They're in the business of making sure that when you look at that kitchen or bathroom or home entertainment room 10, 15, 20 years from now, you look at it and go, we made a good choice in Thompson Price. To find out more, a lot more, go to their website, thompsonprice.com.
Frank Ladd is here with a quick look at traffic. Frank?
We've got a couple accidents out there this afternoon. 109 just south of Old State Road, Big Bend at Hanna, an accident reported there as well. We're heavy headed out of the city, 64 westbound Kings Highway to McCall's, and then you're on the brakes now in a long stretch of McKnight all the way to 270. It's bumper to bumper there, and then approaching the Boone Bridge, 64 westbound. Eastbound on Highway 40, it's a slow stretch between Clarkson and Mason as well. Eastbound on Highway 270, slow between McDonald and Lindbergh. Southbound on 270, you're on the brakes now between Page and 44. One incident on my watch on the major highways, eastbound 44, just west of Six Flags, two left lanes are blocked due to an accident. You're backed up to near Pacific now. It's slow headed downtown, 70 eastbound between O'Fallon Park and 10th Street, 170 southbound. You're on the brakes now between Olive and Brentwood, 170 northbound. It's a slow go between Highway 70 and North Hanley. This update brought to you by NBC. Tonight, Brian Williams spends 2 days on the campaign trail with President Obama. Wherever the president goes, no one gets this kind of access. The Emmy-winning Rock Center with Brian Williams at 9 o'clock tonight on NBC. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Lindquist and the All-Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, Bill.
Hi, everybody. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bill.
Well, a federal judge has denied Hulk Hogan's petition to have his sex video removed from the internet.
Too bad.
They say this is bad news for Hulk and for anybody who accidentally clicks on it.
Yeah.
And there was a shark attack in Southern California.
Yeah, killed a guy.
I have to admit, when I first heard there was a shark attack in California, I thought for sure it was a story about Gloria Allred.
Oh, I get it.
And some security workers with the TSA say they don't have enough time to do their jobs thoroughly.
Hmm.
Might be true. Last time I flew the TSA guy said, just grow up yourself.
Oh.
And finally.
Lucky.
Yeah. Well, Madonna was performing a concert in Dallas when she fell to her knees.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there was a brief scare. Then she told the crowd for a moment she thought she was on a date.
Oh,
I get it.
Wow.
Everything's all right, though. Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown St. Louis, where the storm clouds are blowing in. Looks pretty nasty down here. I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome. See ya.
I'm looking out the window, and,
turning dark.
Pretty dark and gray. Getting ready. You know that movie, The Big Chill? That's exactly what's headed our way. The Big Chill. Do not go away. The Playhouse is coming up with the joke and all the trimmings. 5 o'clock at the Big 550.